Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Goggin, Cold Hall, coldest team in town. So I get this message. Access to this PC has been blocked for security reasons. Do not restart or use your computer. Your computer is disabled. Please call Windows. Access is the block security reason for this computer. Threat detected Trojan spyware. So what? Do I have like Russia in my computer here now all of a sudden?
You got something, brother.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
You know who knows? He's smarter than all of us combined. Pete Weber, he's the voice of the Predators. Pete.
Hi, Pete.
How you doing, man?
How you doing, guys? And I'll give you some advice there, Greg. Don't contact anybody listed on that, because that, from my experience, is a perfect funneling into a scam.
It happened to me a few years ago on my old laptop, Webby. I know wherever you speak, my friend.
Yes, sir. And, you know, woe to anybody who, you know, falls prey to that.
Well, it just happened right now, so I'm pissed.
We're saving you. Poster, we're saving you.
Seattle cracking tonight, and then off to Edmonton. But as we discussed or texted back and forth yesterday, you're here. There's no TV tonight from Bally, so there's no need to send the TV crew, right? Because it's on ESPN.
Right.
But just sort of another sign of the times, right, Pete?
Very much so. And so we, from the outset of the season, have been traveling everywhere. But now the last couple of trips, just, you know, as they say, in the interest of safety, we have stayed back. So, and no trip to Edmonton either, which means I will see the game far better from a big monitor in front of my face at Bridgestone Arena than I would from the broadcast location in the brand spanking new arena in Edmonton, which, named after a communications company, is very poor for visibility.
Which makes perfect sense, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Webby, what about Roman Josi? Breaks the franchise's all-time assist mark the other night. I don't know. It kind of feels like to me he still just got here. I mean, you know what I mean? I look at the stats and how long he's been here and breaking a record like that. I mean, my goodness. I mean, he's got some pelts on his horse. I couldn't be happier for him. You know, I have the utmost respect for Roman Josi. I think he's done, you know, just an unbelievable job as captain of this team. And, you know, can't help but be happy for him.
And still doing it, having done that, in fewer games than the forward, in this case, David Legault, who established the mark, accounting mark, as we would probably call it. I think it's a little bit less than 200 games fewer than David Legault.
Yeah, and...
And you want the irony?
Yes.
Roman Josi's first assist was on a David Legault goal.
Wow.
Yeah, but he's still not good enough to be on the All-Star team.
Yeah,
okay?
What's up with that?
Mean, you know.
Figure that out, huh? Well, 3-on-3 cuts down the ability of teams. And I know everybody has to have one representative, but so UC Saros edged out Roman Josi.
Yeah, and I know. I saw he was on that last man in vote or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that don't. Yeah. Anyway, but with UC, though, I guess the question was, can he do it for the long haul? And so far, so good.
So far, very good. Yes, he has been. I mean, he was good at the start of last year when the team didn't start out that well. But then when the hot streak kicked, he was absolutely incredible. I mean, and now this year has just been a continuation of that.
No question about it. We're with Pete Weber, voice of the Predators. Preds in Seattle tonight, taking on the Kraken. You can watch it on ESPN. No Bally Sports tonight. Webby, Matt Duchene, a couple more goals the other day, and we've talked about it. You know, a guy that, you know, Predators fans and I'm sure those in the organization really wanted to see have a breakout offensive year, but he's been fantastic. What do you think's been the key for his success so far this season?
I think constant reinforcement from head coach John Hines. They meet on a fairly regular basis. And I think John has gotten him, and he's away from his normal position of center and playing on the wing. And maybe that's helped a little bit, too. But he goes to the net with much more authority than he was doing much of last year. And from the start of this season, it's almost like number 95 is a different player in that uniform.
You know, this team, though, it's you wonder, can it sustain? And it had, and there again, a lot like Saros, but it does sustain and everything because you're getting the players that are being paid are playing. Does that make sense? Johansson, you know, we're seeing what he's doing, certainly with Duchesne the other night and all season long, Forsberg, all the way through, the players that are expected to perform are. And I think that's sort of, you know, and that's what you need, obviously.
Absolutely, and I think everybody is pulling on the rope as well. There really are no passengers on this team right now, and that is a considerable, I think, accomplishment.
What do we know about Seattle, Webby? Obviously an expansion team, but, you know, they had a pretty good expansion draft. They got some good players on their team, and, you know, listen, they're near the bottom of the Western Conference standings, no surprise there, but they've been pretty competitive from what I've seen throughout the season.
You are correct. They have won three of their last four. They have swept their season series with one of the best teams in the league, the Florida Panthers, just coming off that a couple of nights ago. So Dave Hextall has a team of, you know, it's just like when the Predators started in 1998. You got what was rejected from the 26 other teams and had to put that together. They might just...
Do we lose Webby?
Maybe the virus got him, too. I don't know.
Went into his phone line.
Well, fine. Maybe he wasn't happy with his answer.
Yeah. We'll try to get Webby back. But, you know, Greg, you look at where the Predators are, you know, third now in the West. And, boy, it's a logjam atop the Western Conference. Colorado's very good. We know about St. Louis and how physical they are. Minnesota's always been hanging around there. Vegas has had a lot of success. So this is going to be a dogfight, you know, just for positioning, playoff positioning in the Western Conference the rest of the season.
Yeah, and you just need to be in the top three, right, for the division in order not to get into that. Whether they take the top three and then the next two, right? And so, you know, you could very well see, you know, that the Western Conference is just loaded top to bottom with great young talent. Pete, did the virus get you too?
Well, it did about 10, 20 days ago or so, but I don't know what got my phone right there. The bad thing was the phone didn't even move, and I didn't either. So what is going on?
But by the way, how are you feeling, Webby?
The worst I've had, and you can probably hear a little bit of it still, is just the symptoms of a simple regular January cold. Yeah. And that's all it was. When we flew back from Arizona, I got a question and actually a statement from Philip Forsberg, who got tested positive the same day I did. He said, you know, I could have played last night and you could have broadcast. Yes, that's true. Were it not for those test results.
Hmm. Well, while we're getting you back on, we're just talking about just how competitive this Western Conference is. Colorado's really good. Obviously, we know all about St. Louis and Minnesota and Vegas. I mean, it's going to be a logjam for positioning the rest of the season in that Western Conference for playoff seedings, no?
Absolutely, it's going to be. I mean, look at how tight things are. And here's the other thing. Things don't really shake down. In the top three in the Central Division right now, the Predators have played at least one more game than St. Louis, three more than Colorado. So I'm actually paying more attention now to points winning percentage than I am anything else. Mm-hmm. And that's where Colorado is clearly out in front. But take a look at Minnesota, which has had, I think, a fantastic season. They won almost 70% of the available points. And here they are just holding on to the first wild card spot. I think that is as good an example of what you state right there. And the Calgary Flames had 10 postponed games they still have to make up. So there, when you make up those games in the time frame that we have, that's going to be almost to the point of debilitatingly tired at some point in time.
Yeah, I saw where the Predators, what they released. How many back-to-backs does this team have now?
It's still at the 15th.
Okay. Is that the most they want, or is there a maximum you can do league-wide, or it just happens?
There's not a mandate on that, but I think the most the Predators ever had was 19 in one season, and that was in the earlier years when, you know, there were still not as many teams in the Western Conference, and the travel was a little bit more onerous, I think, than it is now.
Well, with that they're with the 15 back-to-back still, and then the tightening of the schedule, obviously no break now and everything, makes even the appearances by backup goaltender David Riddick more important. Mm.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I think he has performed very well. That is a big bonus for this team right now, I got to tell you.
Is there an area or areas, Webby, you'd like to see this team improve upon as we kind of get into, you know, from January into February and moving on into the season?
It's a strange stat, and it doesn't necessarily reflect overall play. But I'd like to see the team score more empty net goals, just to show how they've been, that they are ahead and teams are pulling their goaltender. That would be much more fun, just like the goal that Matt Duchene scored for his second on Saturday, which made sure everybody got Brent Peterson's favorite dessert, a Frosty.
Pete Weber, Pete Weber Sports on Twitter, the voice of the Preds, will be calling the game tonight, high atop Bridge. Are you don't? You're, where do you do it from there?
We will be at our basically our regular broadcast location, just turned around from looking down at the ice surface to looking at a huge monitor.
Yeah. Tanner Janot, got to be in the conversation for the top rookie, right?
Does he ever? And here's the thing. Yes, he's scoring goals, but he does everything. He puts the fear of the Lord in most of the other team's forwards and defensemen because they don't want to get run over by him. I mean, he's like the steamroller you see out as they repaired and resurfaced 440. I mean, he runs over you and runs over you pretty – kind of like also happened, as you recall, in Animal House when one of the band members got crushed by that steamroller. But that's the sort of thing he does. He hits, he blocks shots, he kills penalties. He does everything the coach could possibly ask for.
Pete Weber with us this morning. Just the long haul. John Hines is even now the weirdness of it with you know, all the games and now the no All-Star break and all of that. But from where he started, obviously, coming in the middle of that year and then that last year and now the this year, with all the things that have gone into it, no coach has had to ever go through what he's gone through, and I guess all the other coaches.
No normal year here yet. Yeah.
Not even yet, right.
And let's face this, too. Until a few weeks ago, he was also preparing for a trip to China to help coach Team USA in the Olympics. Hmm. So you talk about putting all of your details, your itineraries down in pencil, and that's what COVID has forced upon everybody in this world right now.
Did I see Jordan Tutu is going to be on Team Canada? Did I see that?
Whoa, I have not seen that. Here, I'll do a Google search.
I just did. I don't know. Somebody mentioned that to me, which I thought would be weird. But
well, he's only been retired a little while.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's check out.
This is good radio.
Yeah.
Jordan Tutu has dropped the hint he would play. But that's a three-week-old story.
Oh, okay. I had just heard that that maybe he had already with it. So, all right. Well, Pete, how's Claudia doing?
If he did, you can make a killing, Greg, by sending Tutu whistles to Beijing and having them sold there.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. That's like many of my ventures. Pete, always fun talking with you, buddy. Thanks,
Webby. Guys. I appreciate the visit. Take
All right,
care.
Pete Weber, voice of the Predators.